Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hola, you're listening to Speak Spanish for Beginners from Latin LA.
¡Vamos!
Hola, amiga. Hola, amigo. ¿Cómo te va? Welcome to Spanish for Beginners. Me llamo Marco, soy de Chile, and I'm the host of this podcast, a podcast that will help you to get started with your first conversations with your Latino friends. This episode is about expressing intentions in Spanish in a simple way. ¡Vamos! At this point, maybe you have been in a situation where you know how to conjugate verbs in the present tense in Spanish and form basic sentences. But when somebody asks you, ¿qué quieres hacer? What do you want to do? What are your intentions? You can't express that idea in Spanish. If that's your case, this episode will certainly help you. First, we will listen to a dialogue of three friends at a bar, Leticia, Gustavo, and me, Marco, talking about what we want to do this weekend. It's a Friday at a bar after work. Picture that to understand what they say. After the dialogue, I will explain some of the elements involved in the conversation, focusing on how to express their intentions for next weekend. And then we will listen again to reinforce the contents. Ready? ¡Vamos! Ah, finalmente es viernes, mi día favorito. Adiós trabajo, hola fin de semana. Quiero descansar, quiero ver películas, quiero dormir hasta tarde. No quiero trabajar nada. ¿Y tú, Leticia? ¿Qué quieres hacer?
Quiero descansar. Estoy muy cansada. Todas las semanas trabajo de 8 a 6 de la tarde. Quiero relajarme. El domingo vamos al cine con mi novio. Queremos ver la nueva película de Batman.
Ah, sí. Dicen que es muy buena. Me gustan las películas de Batman. ¿Y tú, Gustavo? ¿Qué quieres hacer este fin de semana?
Quiero ir a la montaña. Me gusta hacer deporte los fines de semana.
¡Interesante! ¡Salud por eso!
¡Salud! ¡Salud!
Okay, let's break down some of the elements of the conversation you just listened to. As you could hear in the dialogue, there is a structure with a verb that is repeated over and over again to express intention. Were you able to identify it? I'll give you a few seconds to think of your answer. Got your answer? The structure is verb querer plus infinitive. Querer is spelled Q-U-E-R-E-R means to want when you're expressing intentions. And all of the people in the dialogue talk about what they want to do this weekend. Leticia quiere relajarse. Gustavo quiere ir a la montaña, and I, yo quiero dormir hasta tarde, among other activities. And as you can hear in all of these examples, I'm using the verb querer followed by an action every time. And that's the most simple way to express intentions in Spanish about what you want or what you intend to do. And what is the conjugation of the verb querer? Because the verb querer, when we conjugate it, is yo quiero, tú quieres. Why is that? Well, that's because querer is an irregular verb, which means it's kind of special. So it doesn't follow the patterns of regular verbs, which, as you know, we can easily predict. If you're confused about what I'm saying, you can check our episodes about regular and irregular verbs. Then, what's the conjugation of the verb querer? Let's review it, and feel free to repeat with me to practice. I want is yo quiero. You want is tú quieres. He or she wants is él o ella quiere. We want is nosotros queremos. You want in the plural form is ustedes quieren. And they want is ellos o ellas quieren. That's why in the dialogue, when I'm talking about what I want to do, I say quiero descansar. Quiero ver películas. Quiero dormir hasta tarde. But when Leticia says, my boyfriend and I want to watch Batman, she's basically saying, we want. And that's why she says, queremos ver la nueva película de Batman, conjugating querer with nosotros. And did you get what are the activities that the friends in the dialogue want to do? I mean, besides watching Batman, which I just explained, who, by the way, is a pretty cool superhero, my favorite superhero, better than any Marvel superhero. But you're not ready for that conversation. What are some of the other actions they want to do? ¿Qué quieren hacer? Mention at least one more activity. I'll give you a few seconds to think of your answer. The activities they want to do are to rest, descansar, to watch movies, ver películas, to sleep, dormir, to work, trabajar, or in this case, not to work, no trabajar, no quiero trabajar, to relax, relajarse, and finally, to go to the mountain, ir a la montaña. Now that you know the structure and know the vocabulary in the dialogue, let's listen one more time and see if it's easier this time. Finalmente es viernes, mi día favorito. Adiós trabajo, hola fin de semana. Quiero descansar, quiero ver películas, quiero dormir hasta tarde. No quiero trabajar nada. ¿Y tú, Leticia? ¿Qué quieres hacer?
Quiero descansar. Estoy muy cansada. Todas las semanas trabajo de 8 a 6 de la tarde. Quiero relajarme. El domingo vamos al cine con mi novio. Queremos ver la nueva película de Batman.
Ah, sí. Dicen que es muy buena. Me gustan las películas de Batman. ¿Y tú, Gustavo? ¿Qué quieres hacer este fin de semana?
Quiero ir a la montaña. Me gusta hacer deporte los fines de semana.
¡Interesante! ¡Salud por eso!
¡Salud! Salud.
Salud. Did you do better this time? The good thing about a podcast is that you can replay that audio again and again as many times as you want. And last but not least, to ask a question about intentions, normally the question to ask other person is, ¿qué quieres hacer? What do you want to do?
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
¿Tú? ¿Qué quieres hacer? Repeat with me. ¿Qué quieres hacer? And to make it more interesting, you can add a time reference. For example, ¿qué quieres hacer el fin de semana? What do you want to do this weekend? ¿Qué quieres hacer este año? What do you want to do this year? ¿Qué quieres hacer en junio? What do you want to do in June? And so on and so forth. So, mi amiga o amigo, if I ask you, ¿qué quieres hacer? What will you reply? ¿Qué quieres hacer? Ah, that's interesting. Maybe we should do that sometime in the future together. And that's all for today. Thanks for listening to Speaking Spanish for Beginners. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your Spanish beginner friends. Creating this content takes hours and hours, so it means the world to me if you take 30 seconds to help me spread the word. And if you're studying Español to travel to a Spanish-speaking country, you can get my Spanish Adventures Companion, my free ebook and premium podcast designed to make your travel experience more enjoyable, so you can communicate with Latinos with ease. Don't miss out on this great resource. You can get it for free on my website, www.latinele.com, or with the link in the episode description. Have a great day. Hasta la próxima. Chao, chao.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.